This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this extended 4th of July weekend. And on our show this second hour is a friend of mine of many, many years. We couldn't celebrate the 4th of July without the man who wrote the great song, God Bless the USA, my buddy Lee Greenwood. Also, another country superstar, Tim McGraw, will be joining us. A lady by the name of Shelley Herman. And she has a book out right now called My Peacock Days, Secrets of an NBC Page. Now, if you like the behind the scenes of television shows, especially The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, you got to hear this interview and read this book. And then we're going to talk about the future. I'm a car fanatic. And we're going to chat about electric cars with Brian Moody from Auto Trader. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi today. I'll be right back with Lee Greenwood. Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today, and that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked. And we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina, to be completed in the next two or three years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There is PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside, the homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the things that might affect a veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a brother. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and so, and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans. You and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old, and that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2 or 3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with four more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, I don't know how you do it. And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Bunny. Give me about a week and I'll be fine.
In addition to be a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yes. That's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 Greatest Country Artists of All Time, he's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM Awards, Grammy Awards, Top Male Vocalist, also, something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But of course now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one a little boy and a little girl. The little boy, he loves that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book, when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read? So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon, called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. Education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee is going to be playing between now and the first quarter of next year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge, huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. A Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing, LeeGreenwood.com.
And I will tell you this, I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank
okay.
you, Ron.
You too. One of the nicest guys you will ever find, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veteran. And we'll be right back with Ron Seggi today.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and remember till the day. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitron consultants at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to.
Tim McGraw has accumulated 6 multi-platinum selling albums. He has also received 8 CMA awards, 9 ACM awards, 7 Billboard awards, 4 American Music Awards, a Grammy award. Plus, he's married to a beautiful woman. Joining us right now, Tim McGraw. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. They really got you working today, don't they, Tim?
They do, man. They're wearing me out. I don't know how I can take it anymore.
They always say that the road is tough, but doing interviews with radio, that's got to be even tougher than the road.
It is tough for a guy who doesn't like to talk very much.
If you don't like to talk, you certainly have made it up in singing. You're terrific, and I love all the work like millions of people do all across the country and around the world. Tim, you're special. This is kind of a neat thing because you did it at the C.W. Earl's Cotton Gin in your home stomping grounds of Start, Louisiana.
We did. It was a lot of fun to go back home and see all the people I grew up with and the areas that I grew up with and see how much. It was funny. We were standing there, and it's such a small town, and it's still the same size as it was when I grew up there. Maybe a few little things different. I'm standing on the stage with a band, and when we first got there, and we're looking around the place, you know, I can't believe how much it's grown. And they all just started dying laughing because it's so small. They couldn't believe that it's actually grown a little bit because they couldn't believe where did it start, you know?
Tim, when you go back to the hometown, and you're obviously not the same guy that you were there when you were living, do they treat you a little bit differently?
No, some people do, I guess, but some people don't. Some people that used to razz me just as much when I was living there, they do now when I go back. So it kind of keeps you grounded. But there's some, you know, but it's great, you know, to go back home, and I'm proud of where I grew up and proud of the people where I grew up, and to see that they're proud of me is a special feeling.
Now, this was the first television special ever. How did you go this long and somebody not come to you and say, you want to do a television special? How come it took so long?
Well, you know, we've had a few people approach us and a couple of chances to do specials, but I'm pretty stubborn. I'm pretty hard-headed, and I like to do things the way I feel like I need to do them. And NBC came to us and gave us control. They said, go do what you want to do and bring it back to us. And we did. And, you know, they were a great help. They stood beside us in every step of the way, and every idea that we had, they were right there with us to help us make it come true. And you know, they were a great partner. And you got to have somebody who can buy into an artist's vision, I think. And we were lucky to do that and have people that were real interested in what we were doing and excited about what we were doing. And I think that's what was tipped the scale for us to do it.
When did you tape it, Tim?
We taped it September 7th. You know, in Louisiana, in the middle of September is pretty much dead of summer. So it was pretty hot. I think everybody drank a lot of water. You know, it made for a great show. We were up there just sweating and having a great time, and the crowd was having a great time, and, you know, it was a lot of energy.
My oldest son, who grew up listening to my rock and roll music of the 60s and 70s, travels all over the place following you. He says, Dad, he says, I'll tell you something, when Tim McGraw walks out on stage, it's like Elvis being there.
Well, wow, I don't know how to take that. You know, that's pretty cool. I'll take it if somebody wants to say that.
Somebody's dishing it out, I'm going to take it, right?
Somebody just now, I'm going to tell you.
We talk about contemporary music and how it attracts young people. Country music certainly has taken a lot of changes over the past few decades, where a lot of the traditional country artists will say, well, almost like rock and roll. It's a high-energy act that you put on there, Tim. Do a lot of people say you kind of border on the rock and roll of maybe an earlier genre?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they do. You know, country music's all music changes. It evolves. And, you know, we're exposed growing up to a lot of different music that artists before us weren't exposed to. You know, I grew up in Louisiana, and, you know, that's about as country as you can get. But I do my music according to the way I feel it and the way the song needs it to be done. And I'm a country artist because that's the way I sing. Mm-hmm. And I grew up listening to 70s rock and roll. I grew up listening to 70s country. And that influences all of every music, every song that I record. And I just don't put a lot of merit into that argument. It's just not something that I think has anything to do with music.
I'm glad you hear you say that, because I think what few people realize is that going back to the 70s, certainly in the 60s, country music were crossover hits all the time. The Glenn Campbells of the world. That was a commonplace thing. So when you're listening to Top 40 radio at that time when you were growing up, you were listening to a lot of country influence.
Yeah, you know, I think music is driven by the artist and the songs. I don't think it necessarily driven with how many fiddles or steel guitars or pianos you have on the record. I think it has everything to do with the song and the artist and how it's delivered and how well it's delivered and how believable it is. And the rest of that other stuff, I think, is the Greek chorus to sit around and talk about.
You know, I'm sure that there are a lot of guys that you are aware of that says, oh, my gosh, here's a guy, good-looking guy, got a ton of hit records, massively successful, doing very, very well for himself, and married to this beautiful woman. How can one person be so immensely lucky? Is it difficult having a professional and a private career with someone that is so close to you?
No, I think for us, that I can't imagine it being any other way. For us, it's part of the magic for our relationship. I can't imagine doing this without her. And she's my biggest support, my biggest fan, and I am for her too. For us, it's just allows us to, I think, a freedom creatively and personally to just relax and know that we have this great foundation and build great music and not have to worry about everything else that's going on in our life.
How does that affect Maggie and Gracie that know that their mom and dad don't work at the local
manufacturing plant or the Publix grocery store? How do they handle it? Are they able to separate mom and dad superstar versus mom and dad who says, hey, you got to take a bath and go to bed at a reasonable hour?
I don't think superstar for mom and dad comes into their vocabulary. I think they know what we do, but I don't think we're not in sync. I can tell you that, according to them, or Aerosmith, who's Gracie's favorite.
How many dates do you do a year, Tim, on the road?
This year, there was a year that we took off to really do the album with the band, so we only did about 20 dates. In the last couple of years, we've probably done 70 shows a year, I guess, 60 shows a year. But that's a lot better than it has been. When we first started, you know, with having hits with Indian Outlaw and stuff, there were a couple of years where we were doing 200 and 230 shows a year. So
wow.
It's a lot lighter load now. And plus, you know, my band's getting old. They can't take it.
You got to get a younger band, Tim. You know,
get one of those special buses and everything.
With the ramp and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Now, your next release, Tim McGraw and the Dance Hall Doctors, with a book titled Tim McGraw and Dance Hall Doctors. This is ours. What's the book about?
Well, the book is really a spinoff from the record. When I decided that I wanted to make this record with the band, and we picked a studio up in the mountains of the Catskills, we wanted to isolate ourselves, go up there and make a record, and we wanted to document it. So the guys took pictures and wrote journals, and the book is really an extension of the album jacket. It just kind of travels through the making of the record and formation of my band and where we kind of want to take this thing. It's really, to me, just a great accompaniment with the record. It's kind of the kind of thing you sit down, listen to the record, look at the book, and you can see where it's going.
Well, that's very cool. So when are you going to come down and be my guest? Can that be in the plans here in a little hole in your schedule in the next few months?
We will have to do that because we went to Disneyland for the first time this year. Exactly.
Okay.
We got to do it with you guys now.
Appreciate you taking the time to joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Nice talking with you, and look forward to seeing you.
You got it.
I'm going to take you up on that, all righty?
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Our guest has been country superstar Tim McGraw.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin, and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. At a rally Saturday in South Carolina, former President Donald Trump told supporters he had the right to keep classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. A new Florida state law limits transgender access to bathrooms and locker rooms. It applies to locations that include publicly owned educational buildings in the state and all school-changing facilities. SpaceX is celebrating a successful launch for the European Space Agency with a Euclid Space Telescope. It's designed to collect data in both visible and infrared light, peering back as far as 10 billion light years. A group of Marina del Rey, California residents want to pull the plug on this year's 4th of July fireworks show as more sick sea lions wash up on shore. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
See, we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I'm anxious to talk to our next guest because I told her before we went on the air that we have some mutual friends and similarity on the topic of her book, and it's called My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page. She's an Emmy-nominated writer. She's had a ton of hours in television shows. She has written for shows, production, and she spent a lot of time on The Tonight Show with friends Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, Doc Severinsen. Joining us right now is Shelley Herman. Hi, Shelley. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, but you're such a big tease. Let's dive into this potential connection that we have.
Okay. First of all, Ed McMahon and I were partners for many, many years, and I used to tour with him with a show called The Tonight Show Memories, and I was Ed's Ed for all intents and purposes. We used all the clips from The Tonight Show, thanks to Jeff Sotsick, and we did shows, of course, with Doc Severinsen at the time when we were playing at some of the Las Vegas lounges and stuff, and Ed did a radio show. I produced it. We had business ventures together, and at the NBC studios, I remember vividly being there as a child when it was new to go see the Tennessee Ernie Ford show. I mean, believe it or not.
So, you're much older than I thought you were.
Oh, no. I was a mere child. In fact, I had a pacifier in my mouth. So tell us about the book. Enough about me. We'll talk about that later. Tell us about the Peacock Tale that you have, The Secrets of an NBC Page, and there are a lot of them.
Well, you mentioned Jeff, Johnny Carson's nephew, helping you with the clips and such. Jeff is the one who gave me permission to use the photograph that I have on the cover of My Peacock Tale with Johnny Carson and me, where I got to Stump the Band with Johnny.
Oh, wow. Love Stump the Band.
Yeah, and he signed the photograph to me, Good Luck, Shelley, Johnny Carson. And I've treasured this photo for so long. For your listeners who didn't know what Stump the Band was, we would do a bit in the audience when a guest didn't show up or canceled at the last minute, and Johnny needed to fill some space right after the monologue.
Right.
So my job was to hand Johnny the envelope after somebody would sing a silly song, and Ed and Doc and Johnny would try to guess it. And it was a wonderful way for Johnny and the band to interact with the audience. And I got my 5 seconds of fame being on The Tonight Show.
Well, actually, I remember seeing you on there. After I saw the pictures in the book, I remember seeing you standing there behind Johnny on the steps. It's funny because when you talk about Stump the Band, I know you know this, but Doc Severinsen is a very, very funny guy. You know, I've had him on the show many times and worked with him in Las Vegas. But I'll tell you, if he wasn't the sensational trumpet player that he is, he could have been a comedian, a funny man.
He's so brilliant, and I've seen him many years ago. He used to tour with the Smothers Brothers.
Right.
And I'm sure you heard him play Malaguena, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's just phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And the American Masters PBS series featured Doc Severinsen a few years ago when he was only in his early 90s.
Yeah, right.
And he was just about to retire from touring. And what a phenomenal PBS special that was. It might be available online, American Masters Doc Severinsen.
You know, it's amazing. When we played that gig in Las Vegas with him, the three stars that had rooms backstage was Ed McMahon, Doc Severinsen, and Ed Shaughnessy. Ed Shaughnessy was phenomenal. Let's talk about some.
That was the drummer.
That was the drummer.
Yeah.
And the best. Let's talk about some of the other experiences, Ed. I mean, you have some secrets here. The legendary feud between Johnny and Joan Rivers, which, you know, Johnny was really bent out of shape when that happened.
Well, and he had every right to be bent out of shape because he had absolutely nothing to do with this. What might have started off is a joke that spiraled into this huge misunderstanding. Joan Rivers' assistant, and I spoke at length about this, she saw a letter that had been composed. It was not an official NBC memo with a list of potential people who could replace Johnny on The Tonight Show. And Johnny was nowhere near retiring at this point.
Right.
And Dorothy, who saw the list, said, Letterman's name wasn't on the list, Leno's name, you know, which those were like the big names at the time. And rather than calling Johnny directly and saying, what's all this about? Edgar Rosenberg, Joan's husband,
right,
and she decided to go scorched earth and cut a deal with the Fox network to do her own talk show.
Right.
And, you know, it's a small town. Word gets out when that sort of thing happens. And Peter LaSalle, who was one of the executive producers of The Tonight Show, and Joan were good friends. friends, and Peter begged her, don't do this, don't do this. It's career suicide. And she did try to call Johnny. Johnny knew about it before she could tell him, and he hung up the phone.
Right, right.
They never spoke again.
Yeah.
And this is what started what became known as the late night talk show wars, that if you were going to do Johnny Carson's show, you couldn't do Joan's show. And if Joan booked a guest before Johnny, they couldn't do The Tonight Show.
Right. That was a bad situation. And unfortunate for both parties, because I know that he thought the world of her. You know, there's so many things to talk about in this book. And I think probably one of the things that you saw was Johnny's, and I'm going to say this right out, dislike of having Bob Hope on the show, because Bob had to have every one of his interviews scripted so that he could hit the, as Ed would say, the snapper. Johnny, who of course was very sharp on his feet, didn't like that, but he had to put Bob on because he was the godfather of NBC.
Yeah, and it's also Johnny had a very regimented format that he wanted to adhere to each night, because he needed to have his timing and his pacing comfortable in his own head to go on. And when he'd get these last-minute requests for Bob Hope to go on, it threw everything off for him. But to the delight of the audience, after a Bob Hope appearance, Ed would come out and say, if you'd like to stick around in a few minutes, Bob Hope is going to do the monologue for his special that's going to be on this week,
yeah.
And you can stick around and see it. So they would quick change the peacock curtain in the background, and Bob Hope would come out. And with these ginormous cue cards that you could read from the space station,
right.
He would tell maybe about 20, 30 minutes of jokes, and that would be edited into his special later that week.
Yeah, I remember that very distinctly. Let's go back a little bit to when you were on The Dating Game. What year would that have been, Jelly?
The first time I did it was 1972. The second time was 1973, when I won a trip to the Bahamas. And I turned to the man that I just won as my bachelor on the show and gave him a big hug and whispered in his ear, where are the Bahamas?
And he said, I don't know. You know, the reason I asked that question, because a couple of years earlier, I was visiting out there, and I was a disc jockey of a local television affiliate that carried that show, and they found that out. They wanted me to fly back out and be on the show, so I was wondering if you and I would have been a potential date, but I guess I was there about a year before you. Shelley, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a busy, busy schedule, but when you did this book, what was the story that stood out or the memory that stood out for you?
Oh, gosh.
That's a hard one.
I would say the overall memory was just kind of diving into that era again, connecting with some of my old page friends and really feeling the experience all over again. But as far as great stories, I have stories about Frank Sinatra, John Travolta, Ringo Starr, some of my game show pals. You know, and there's some sexy stories in there too, I have to say that.
Well, that was all new twist to this thing. We can rechange the title. I shouldn't say that's not. That's uncalled for. But I wish you a lot of luck with this. I think this would be a great book. I love the clip you put online of when Regis visiting Johnny, because for many years, and not too many years, he was his competitor when Joey Bishop was up against him. He was such a big fan of Johnny. What was your relationship with Ed? You have to have great memories of him, as I do. In fact, his wife was just over for dinner the other night at my home.
Oh, how nice. Oh, I love to hear that relationships endure like that. I'll tell you, it's interesting how Johnny Carson would drive himself to work
right.
every day in a Corvette, but Ed took a limo.
Right, right.
And I imagine that Ed got so much business done sitting in that car and was probably making money every mile that that limo driver drove. So yeah. He made good use of his time that way.
Yeah, yeah, and Johnny used to always poke him for that. I drive to work, you take a limo, and you're the second banana. Shelley, you got to come back when you got more time, because I know we're on a kind of a time frame here. But the name of the book is My Peacock Tale, The Secret of an NBC page. There's a lot in there that is other things that Shelley has done, producing TV shows, game shows, and a lot of things on her resume. Can we get it now?
It's available on Amazon, both as a hardback, paperback, and a Kindle version. And I would love to come back anytime you want to have me, babe.
Let's do that. Are you still in L.A.?
Yeah, I live right near NBC Burbank. Stone's throw away.
Oh, okay. And right across the street, of course, was the offices of my other pal for many years, Dick Clark. I can't remember the street there. But
on Olive.
Olive, yeah, Olive, yeah. Well, Shelley, please come back and join us again. Good luck with the book. It's called My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page, and a Whole Lot of Other Stories by our guest, Shelley Herman. and it's available on Amazon. Get it. You'll love this. Bring back some super memories of the great golden age of television at the now vacant NBC studios in Burbank. Shelley, join us again, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Her and I could talk for hours, centuries. Common ground there. Good memories to reminisce about. We invite you to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a couple of seconds, but there's more to come, live nationwide and around the world, so stay with us.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I'm a car guy. I love cars since I was a little boy, and I haven't changed at all. And joining us right now is automobile expert
He's an author. He's a spokesperson. He specializes in transportation for automotive shopping and electric cars and in-car technology. Executive editor for Auto Trader. Joining us right now is Brian Moody. Hi, Brian. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
I live, drink, and everything cars, so I'm anxious to talk to you. And what I want to talk to you about, amongst many things, is the electric vehicles. Where are we in that? Because, you know, so many people say, well, I'm going to wait till it gets better, which is okay. But what is the status of electric vehicles? Because there's a lot of pros and cons, and it is the future.
Yeah. I mean, people certainly can wait until they think that the time is right. But the truth is, with any kind of technology, if you wait for it to be perfect, you might still be waiting. I mean, there's still, just look at the fuel economy enhancements that we've seen in gasoline-powered cars in the past 10 years. Should we have been waiting this whole time, or would people just kind of go, okay, I think I can go ahead and get one now? And I think the same is going to be true with electric cars. There's always going to be improvements, there's always going to be enhancements, and there's always going to be preferences. The good thing about electric cars today is it offers more choice than ever before. For example, there's new companies with new models. Polestar is a good example, but there are others. You know, that kind of choice is going to make it better for the consumer in the long run.
You know, you're right. There are brands that I've never heard of before, and you mentioned Polestar. Now, that's a Swedish company, is it not?
It is. Polestar has an affiliation with Volvo where they are a tuner of Volvo cars. It means that they enhance them, they make them handle better, bigger brakes, bigger wheels and tires, more performance. That's something that Polestar does for Volvo vehicles. But now Polestar has spun off into a separate group, which for their electric car company is a completely separate automaker. And the name of it is just Polestar. That's the name of their cars, and each model has a different designation. So there's Polestar 2, and we expect there to be a Polestar 3 in the near future, and that will be an SUV.
Brian, is that sold at an independent franchise, or is that part of Volvo?
They're sold in independent stores. To meet the need, the demand of electric vehicles, Polestar is actually expanding and adding 7 new retail locations, 7 new spaces in the U.S. in 7 different cities over just the next 7 months. So if you think about what that means that some smart people who work at the company think there's going to be enough people wanting electric cars that they can make money and that they can sell an abundance of these cars. I'm going to trust their math versus mine.
How does it affect the buying market? Because a lot of people have a reluctancy of buying a new product, especially not only a new product, a new name, a new brand, but also a new technology. How difficult is that to break into the marketplace, Brian?
It's really about name recognition.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that has to be proven over time. And I think that's what will happen. But in terms of abundance of customers, just think about this for a second. At Auto Trader, we've done surveys, and we know that more people are now considering buying an electric car than have before. It doesn't mean that they're going to buy one tomorrow. It means that they're open to the idea. That's how the survey went read.
Right.
Are you open to the idea of an electric car? And many said yes. So that's a good sign. We also think that in 2023, electric cars will account for 1 million in new car sales, the first time we've ever had that number. It looks like, if you just look at those numbers and those predictions, more people are going to be buying electric cars than they have in the past.
Brian, the big question that people always ask about it is the repair of the automobile. And right now, as it stands, to replace one of these batteries for a car is exceedingly expensive. And, of course, the charging station. So how do you address that?
Well, the first thing about the warranty or the replacement of batteries, I don't think that the average person realizes that most electric cars have a warranty of at least 8 years or 100,000 miles. So just think about what that means. That means that you're not going to have to worry about that until the time comes. You know, if we want to talk about, well, what's it going to be like for a 30-year-old car with 300,000 miles on it, I think it's going to be the same as a gasoline-powered car. You're going to have to replace a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the average person knows that the warranties are so long on those batteries and on those components. And the second thing to your question about charging, it's one of those things that I don't think has been fully figured out yet. There are companies that put up EV charging stations at various places across the country, and those, for the most part, you know, serve those needs. One thing we know is that today, about 80% of electric car buyers charge them up at home. So that gives you a little bit of an indication as to who's buying them today. Not exclusively, but a lot of people are buying electric cars where they want the convenience of refueling the car at home.
What about effects that it has on climate goals? Now, I know that that is a very sensitive subject to a lot of people, and probably the fact that the electric car is very good with mileage. A lot of people don't even think about the climate control, but it does have a remarkable effect on it.
Right. So Polestar is one of those companies that's working toward carbon zero, which they want to negate whatever negative effects they have on the environment. So that's a goal of theirs, and those are in concert with other clean air or environmental goals. In addition, and I think this lines up nicely with many electric car buyers, they have options like a car with a completely vegan interior, meaning that no animals were harmed in making the interior.
Wow.
So it's more than just the zero emissions, because that's true for a lot of electric cars, but having the overall footprint from early process to the end be cleaner and better for the environment is the goal.
Brian, I'm going to show my age right now. Why can they not make an automobile that is electric, for that matter gas, because of the style of both, but mostly electric because that's the future, that looks like the cars of the past with a nice look to it? Why do they have to make a car that sometimes looks like an orthopedic shoe, not to be disrespectful to anyone? Why can't they do something with the design since they got the technology there?
Well, I think it depends on the car that you're looking at. Like, for example, Hyundai has a car that looks a little bit like a retro car, and it's fully electric. But generally speaking, you see the cars the shape they are because they have to slip through the air in a more efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true with gasoline-powered cars, too. That's why you see today gasoline-powered cars that can get 50 or 60 miles per gallon. It doesn't work. We've learned, and as time goes by, we know that, like, designing a car that's the shape of a brick on wheels is not the most efficient thing.
Right.
Now, there's plenty of people that would love to see something that was the shape of a brick on wheels, but they can't always do that because they have to consider how many of those are they going to sell.
And the new generation, too. It'd be like telling somebody from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, go buy a 1932 Ford Coupe. That is just not going to happen.
Right.
Where can we go for more information on this?
For more information on some of the cars we talked about, go to Polestar.com, and you can look at the Polestar 2, and there's also an upcoming Polestar 3. You can even configure it. And you can also go to Autotrader.com for just general tips and advice, car reviews on just buying and selling process in general.
Okay, Brian, thanks for joining us. We look forward to your return because there's a lot more things happening, so we'd love to have you come back and chat anytime.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure, anytime.
Thank you. Electric vehicles. Boy, I tell you, the technology is just unbelievable, and it's growing every day, getting better and better every day, too. Our guest, auto expert and executive editor for Auto Trader, Brian Moody. I think it's the general nature of people that they are sometimes reluctant to change. But change is coming in the form of electric cars. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Seggi today on this extended 4th of July.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On this extended 4th of July weekend, that's a wrap with Ron Seggi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show, and they include the MC of our Capitol 4th, the 43rd annual big celebration of the 247th birthday of the United States, Alfonso Ribeiro from the great group Chicago, who will be performing there on Tuesday, Robert Lamb and Lee Locklane, founding member of the Guess Who, Gary Peterson, Andrea Yu, country star Lee Greenwood, another country legend, Tim McGraw, Shelley Herman, and Brian Moody. Hope that you have a great 4th of July. And until next week, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.